The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, myself, Nick Nemeth, and Thunder Rosa spar with Justin Labar as we preview AEW Dynasty and also preview what Nick Nemeth is going to be doing against Moose at Rebellion. Also, we talk to your X-Division champion, Mustafa Ali, right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Our X-Division champion, Mustafa Ali, joins us here on Busted Open. Sir, thank you so much for the time and congratulations on all the success.
I appreciate that, but I would love to be in some sweatpants right now. So I'm quite
But you can't because you can't because you're on this campaign. You're changing lives. Yes. You're changing wrestling fans' opinions, which are very difficult to do, sir. But you're also killing it as the X Division champion. So how has it been now being a part of TNA and being the X Division champion?
Amazing. Historic. All these huge words, but the reality of the situation is I'm happy. For the first time in a long time, I'm happy. And I know Mr. Nemeth's been on the show, and he's spoken about his happiness.
My father's never been on the show.
Sorry. Nick, as he likes to be.
Thank you.
He's on one.
But yeah, happiness is just something that I think we both have been chasing for a very, very long time, and now we're at this road where we're in the driver's seat, and now we are responsible for our own happiness. So I think you can see it on my face. Friends, family, everyone, coworkers, people. We were in Philadelphia for WrestleMania week. We ran into a bunch of old colleagues, and they all said the same thing: like, we've never seen you happier. And I go, yeah, because I'm happy. And that's not a knock on anyone. It's just nice to finally be in somewhat of control of what makes you happy. So above all, despite making history, despite sellout records and having matches all over the world and this world tour that's been unbelievably successful, above everything else, happiness.
Brother, the dream. Yes. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm just like, I just want to mention to everyone, if you guys haven't been able to see your promos on Twitter, the amount of engagement that you have, it's like, I can't even, I'm always looking at numbers. So I look at your numbers a lot. I look at your stuff. I look what you've done. And then, because there was a lot of criticism when you were in WWE, and I'm going to put David on blast on this one. David was very upset of how you were being booked for a long time.
Oh.
And he was very vocal about it.
He was the only one.
I'm still waiting for the end of Retribution. I still think this is a ruse. I still think this is a ruse and that Retribution is going to play out.
Long-term storytelling, guys. You think the Cody two-year story was good? This is going to be 15 years.
The big swerve is that Nick is actually the leader.
No, but
you just killed the next 8 years of my life. Ruined everything.
No, but seriously, like the way that you've been able to create your own story and build your own image, and not only that, being super successful in the independent scene, because you've been booked every single week, 3 or 4 times a week. Like from being in the darkest moments in when you were in WWE and they didn't know what they were doing with you to now, what do you think has been at the thing that you had to do to change it all?
Well, thank you for all the kind words, Mr. Rosa, but the big thing is, and everyone in the industry, like, I don't know if this is pulling back the curtain too much, but it's all perception, right? Like, there's a lot of good wrestlers, a lot. Yeah, it's, to me, it's harder to find the bad ones, you know? On every show and every company, like, there's great matches. What it comes down to is presentation, and that's something that I've always been chasing. When I left WWE, I left with an incredible sense of peace of mind. People in the past that have been let go, they all told me one thing. They said, I wish I tried a little harder. I wish I fought a little bit more. Again, I just keep bringing up Nick because he was there. He saw me go through it. There wasn't a week where I wasn't knocking on someone's door. There wasn't a week where I didn't have an idea. And like, I wasn't obsessive, like every single week trying to get, you know, but hey, I have this idea. I have, and I think I went through like 7-8 different variations. I left WWE knowing full well I could look myself in the mirror knowing there was nothing else for me to offer. It just wasn't a fit at that time. So now everyone's like, oh, congratulations on the success. Yes, a lot of time, money, and thought went into what I'm going to do, how I'm going to present myself. But that's what any good TV company would do when they've selected, like, okay, this is going to be the guy or this is going to be the girl. They present you like one. They present you like a star. So all I've done is like, okay, if I believe in myself this much, then back it up, put the money behind it, put the time in it. So that World Tour campaign video that I dropped, it was a whole marketing campaign about it. I had lined up these bookings. No one was allowed to announce anything until I told them. So nice. I believe the day that it dropped was 12/21. So at 12:21 p.m., the video went out. The video is 2 minutes long, the campaign video. At 12:23 p.m., all the companies announced my appearances. So my vision was, people are going to watch this video. I'm going to tell them that I'm taking over the globe. And right when they're done watching this video and they go back onto X, they just see me booked everywhere. That was the strategy behind it. And I'd say it worked.
Good for you. You make a great point about friggin' perception as reality. And you book yourself and create yourself as this character that you always wanted, that you have this, the desire to, and put all the pieces into it. But again, you said it takes money. It takes time. Most important thing that you glossed over for a second was something that everyone asked me when you and I were venting back and forth for 5 years or whatever. People come up to me like, what should I do? Should I knock on this door? Should I do this? And he said, if you think you can go to sleep at night and wake up tomorrow and no longer be in New York, did you do everything you possibly could to make that work somehow, or get your foot in the door or start something? And if you can, and you can, just like you said, you can look yourself in the eye and said, I gave it everything, because exactly like you said, there's so many stories like, man, I wish I would have just pitched this one more thing. I wish I would have just tried this one more thing and went with it. And sometimes you don't get a second chance. I was lucky. I had a couple of chances to do different things, but sometimes you get one and you're out the door and you go, you live with that regret. Even if you become successful somewhere else, you had that moment. You're like, I had a chance to go talk to Vince and tell him this, and I didn't. And then you found a way to constantly keep doing that, constantly be pitching ideas, wanting, being affable, being ready to be like, I'll do this. I'll do this idea. Let me get a chance to do something. Just be a part of your show, and then I'll take it my way. And it, like you said, it was not a great fit, and now crushing it. And here's the dream. My dream is the cover of Playboy, but you're the cover of Pro Wrestling Illustrated. You're on the cover. You're the cover guy. That is such a huge deal. There it is.
Wow.
I remember when Miz got on the cover of WWE magazine, and I go, this is a special moment for the guys outside of the gold circle. And dude, you're that Pro Wrestling Illustrated, you're on the cover, you're crushing it everywhere you go. You're our champion. You had a big match coming up on Saturday at the Palms. Lay it on us. How's Jake something going down? What's the deal?
Well, you brought up PWS. I just want to bring up a quick point because I know time is of the essence. But and I said this on social media, as a kid growing up reading PWI, the big thing was I'm a Muslim American, right? So like the closest thing to representation I had was Muhammad Hassan and Apu from The Simpsons. Like that was it, right? And Apu is not even from my religion. So yeah. kind of not the greatest set of representation. And I had sketched something out when I was younger. And it was basically me reading the magazine as a kid and with the little air bubble, like the cartoon air bubble. And it says, why doesn't anyone look like me? So it's very, very cool that almost like 20 years later, I get to go, oh, now there's someone that looks like you. So I don't know. It just means a lot that the name was, I've been told several times that no one's going to really get behind that someone named Mustafa Ali. It's a hard name. It's a hard hill to climb. But here we are on the cover of PWS. So yeah, that's super cool. What's not super cool is Jake Something is the number one contender for the X Division Championship. I've been adamant about this on TNA programming, on social media. Jake Something is three times my size. How does any of this make sense? When you think of the X Division guys, Rosa, David, Nick, when you guys think of the X Division, what do you think? You think about AJ Styles and Christopher Daniels and Alex Shelley, Chris Sabin, these great pioneers, the Amazing Red, who, by the way, I recently defeated, these amazing pioneers of the X Division that brought a certain style and honor to this division. Jake Something? Again, just someone that's just too big for the division, I think will hold down the division. And listen, it's not that I'm backpedaling. It's not that I'm afraid of Jake Something. I'm afraid of what he would do to the division. Not if he becomes champion, he won't. But if he becomes it, now what? Do we need a guy four times his size? Where does it stop? The X Division is famously known for no limits. And I think we need to do away with that. Just because we did in the past doesn't mean it's right for the future. And what I mean by that is when you go on the road, is there not speed limits? When you go on certain rides, is there not weight limits and height requirements? Limits are there to preserve. And what we need to do, what we all need to do, the citizens of TNA Wrestling, what we need to do is preserve the X Division. So please join me this Saturday. We are going to try our best to protest and cancel this match. And who knows, maybe we have a new number one contender. Maybe we could vote for one. This is a democracy after all. So maybe we can do a live vote, a ballot of sorts, to find a new opponent
I like what you're saying.
The Republic, but yes.
I like what you're saying, though, because it does take a campaign. And look, we've seen things change even recently in pro wrestling because the fans were like, we're not going to do this. We're not going to take this. You're not shoving this down our throat. So we can't this happen. So the Busted Open Nation could definitely get behind this campaign, and I support you, sir, because
Busted
you
Open
just
Nation.
It's
please,
a nation.
Please. Allow me to reiterate something. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can go on to any social media outlet right now, I believe Jake Something isn't right for the X Division. So let's get this hashtag going. Let's like our wow. voices be heard. Hashtag Something Ain't Right.
Okay. Hashtag Something Ain't Right. I like
I
that.
Don't know. To me, that smells, Mustafa, to me, that smells like you're being a chicken shit, like we call it in Oakland.
Whoa. He's a guest.
Wow.
He's a guest.
No, can you believe that?
I'm challenging Mustafa Ali. I saw him wrestling Red, so I know what you're about. But come on, man. Come on. Stop
Ms.
being
Rosa,
a politician.
See, this is the problem with today's generation. You explain to them that you're doing it for the greater good. And they go, you know, that's like me saying I like waffles. And she's like, well, what about pancakes, you SOB? Well, Ms. Rosa, I explained to you that there is no fear. There's no fear in my eyes, in my heart. I fear one man and one man only, and he's the man upstairs, okay? Now, Jake Something is just outside the limits of the X Division. I don't know how else to articulate this.
You articulate
it's
very
not that
well.
Ms. Rosa, it's not that I'm talking fast. It's just that you're listening slow. I am here to preserve the X Division. That is my only goal. So I don't know what profanity you use. I don't use profanity because it's a sign of the unintelligent.
Excuse me, sir. Let me rephrase it. I feel that you're being chicken shit.
Well, I mean, again,
I don't think that was a rephrasing, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I think you just exactly said the same thing you just said before. Mustafa, I apologize. Coward. I apologize. It's the first time you've ever been on the show. First
Come
time
on.
I got to interview
profanity.
You.
First time,
so
last time.
There's no use Love for it. Profanity.
Okay, sir. I just feel like you're being a coward. I heard from your beautiful or the beautiful words that you have to say that there is a fear of change if this happens, right? And what's going to happen to this?
Yeah,
people.
For the worst.
But to me, that's still fear that comes from inside.
You feel Jake Something is naturally a number one contender for the X Division. Let me remind you, Miss Rosa, there's nothing
All right,
natural.
Remind me, sir.
There is nothing natural about Jake Something. Okay. There's nothing natural about him, okay? What I'm looking to do is preserve the time-honored tradition of the exhibition, okay? Jake Something isn't going to inspire anyone. Who's gonna come into wrestling saying, I got into wrestling because of Jake Something? It'll never happen, okay? But very likely with me, just like it happened with AJ Styles. Talk to the best super junior heavyweights of the world today. Talk to a Will Ospreay. Talk to a Ricochet. Talk to me. And we will tell you, AJ Styles, Amazing Red, Loki, all these guys inspired us. Do you think Jake Something's up to the task?
Wow. Those are fighting words right there.
I like how you're we're getting the hashtag going. You were rigging this match just rigging. Because it's in our best interest. And I think it's something that we should just keep the ball rolling with. I love that. I love that for you. I like you as our representative.
Rigging, Mr. Nemeth, but I appreciate your support.
Jake Something's like 100 pounds heavier than Moose. He's like 180 pounds.
Like top qualified.
Everybody's different. I don't get that.
Yeah,
it's the X Division. I mean, I'm a fan of the X Division. I'm a big fan.
Should there be weigh-ins? Should we bring in weigh-ins? Should there be a height in?
Maybe you want Jake Something to go after the X Division Championship because you're afraid if you win the World Heavyweight Championship on Saturday that you're afraid Jake Something's going to come after you. Maybe that's the problem.
I mean, if we're just throwing out wild accusations, you are welcome to do so. I'm taking our guest's side and saying sometimes people just aren't ready for the spotlight that he is in, and people are hangers on. Now, I don't believe in restrictions with information, with height, with weight, with the X Division, you name it. But I really think Ali is a fantastic representation of the X Division title and Giz is an ambassador to TNA and that championship and hopefully long-term, but Jake Something, he could rip you in half. He gets his hands on you. I mean, let's just be fair.
Sir, I appreciate the kind words, but might I remind you as the current TNA X Division champion, I also have a very valuable weapon on my side. And that is option C. Uh-huh. Now, Mr. Nemeth, I don't know if you know what option C is, but should you be successful this weekend and become the World Heavyweight Champion, I have the option of trading in my X Division Championship for a World Championship opportunity.
Oh, now we're talking.
So again, I appreciate the support, sir. But let's just say I'll be seeing you very, very soon.
Oh, now we're talking.
You will always have my support, but you will not get my TNA World Championship.
Oh, now we're talking. Let's go.
And I say that with peace and love.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mustafa, you're very happy with TNA, obviously extremely successful. You bet on yourself, and you're at a time in the WWE when creatively things weren't great. But the world of the WWE has changed. Would you ever consider, obviously not anywhere in the near future, but would you ever consider going back now that the culture and the environment in the WWE has changed since you've left?
So I don't want to steal his quote, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. One of the grizzled young vets was recently on Shane Swerve Strickland's podcast. And I think everyone thinks that, like, when you leave WWE, there is this. It's not. I saw, and what his words were, he goes, their stock was going up while my personal stock was going down, right? So it just becomes a business decision at this point. Like, okay, I'm going to pull my investment out and go invest in elsewhere. At the end of the day, it's just business. Whatever is the makes the most sense for me to acquire additional campaign funds, to get a greater reach. I'm all for it. I'm all about strategic alliances. And right now I have alliances with New Japan Pro Wrestling. I have alliances with TNA Wrestling and a couple more announcements to come very, very soon. But again, I am open to all, but I'm very, very happy as an independent party, as someone that is driving more and more citizens to join the wonderful world of professional wrestling. So I wish WWE well. I know they wish me well. And we'll see what kind of strategic alliance happens in the future.
I'm very happy that you came on for a first time here on Busted Open. I can't wait to watch your match coming up tomorrow night against Jake Something for the X Division Championship. And I hope we get you on again. And maybe we could talk about that option C.
I hope we get that match canceled. But yes, I would love to come back. Thank you.
We'll see if the hashtag works.
Hashtag something ain't right. Please.
Okay.
Help me.
Something ain't right.
All right. Mustafa Ali. Thank
you,
sir, for
the grammar,
for the time.
But I'll allow it.
Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, guys.
The Busted Open Podcast is now available on YouTube. This is Dave LaGreca, host of Busted Open, the number one pro wrestling show on the planet. You can now watch and listen to the award-winning Busted Open Podcast every single day on YouTube. Our best interviews, behind-the-scenes access, and some of our best content from the past, all available right now when you go to youtube.com/@BustedOpenPodcast. Subscribe right now.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Mr. Justin Labar. Justin, how are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. I got that great introduction. I got the mister in front of it. I'm with legends here. I mean, this is what the treatment on a Friday. This is awesome.
I love it. I love it, Justin. And we got two big world championship matches coming up this weekend. We're got Thunder Rosa on Sunday, Saturday. Let's start with Thunder, Justin. I've been begging it. I've been saying it. I've been yelling about it. Give Thunder Rosa a live microphone. They finally gave her a live microphone on Saturday for 5 minutes. She knocked it out of the park. Great segment on Wednesday on Dynamite. Justin, what do you think about this match coming up between Thunder and Toni Storm at Dynasty?
Well, I'm excited for it. I mean, I've said for months how I think Timeless Toni Storm, her character work is some of the best around, is very entertaining. And then Thunder's back with a vengeance. And yeah, I mean, Thunder, two shows now in a row. Obviously, you've given me a great reaction. Clapping at my TV, loving what I'm seeing. Your promo, as Dave just said, wonderful, telling your story. I mean, if somebody was not drawn in, then I just don't think they're paying attention, or I don't think they really even enjoy this thing that we love called pro wrestling. And then I am still laughing, and I think he's still rolling as you are running downhill, down the ramp, full speed. You don't even break stride, and you just nail Luther, and I just see him tumbling like a tumbleweed. It was tremendous. So I'm looking forward to this because, I mean, obviously, it's a great story. Thunder's got the title that she never got beat for. Toni Storm's kind of on top of the world right now. So this, I mean, literally in a, what is it, 12 match card, if you count the dark matches, pre-show matches. I mean, this is one of the most compelling, if not the most compelling, both from a story and from like just trying to predict it. Like, I know Thunder, you can. I know you got it in you. I just want to see what's going to happen.
Oh, definitely, me too. Like, this is something that I've been waiting for. Oh my god, for over almost 2 years. You know, the opportunity to be one in a pay per view. I haven't been in a pay per view in like 2 years. And then two, to go for a title that I never lost, it really means a lot to me. And like, I'm just really glad, David, that I was able to say my story on Saturday the way that I did, because otherwise I think we were going to be missing a big piece, especially for my return, because I feel like, you know, just like life, it takes you to different places. It's not like straight where I know what I wanted to do, but I was like, okay, I'm going to wait for that moment and I'm going to let it be known how I feel and what I've been through. And the fact that people now understand that this injury was real and that this injury has kept me from being, you know, feeling that I'm the best in the world for so long. You know, and now I have this opportunity. People now know, and they remember, like, oh yeah, I remember why I like Thunder Rosa, is because she gives no fucks. She just comes in, there's a dude in front of her, she will smack that motherfucker if she has to, you know. And there's two girls right there, she like slap them around too, and then she like teaches them like a makeup lesson, because you know, it just it just makes sense. And I think that's why it's even making more compelling in my head. It makes sense. But in our audience, I have to remind them who I am and why I'm changing, because Thunder Rosa has changed in the last 2 years. She's not the same person that, you know, left 2 years ago in injury. Like, I have different stages of Thunder Rosa. Thunder Rosa with a full face paint, Thunder Rosa with a half face paint, Thunder Rosa, you know, with little to no face paint. And now, like, on Sunday, I already told Toni Storm, she's not ready to see the real me. She's seen me before. I've seen the real her and how she has developed that character that has her to be on top. And that is by deceiving people. That is by lying. That is by doing all the stuff that I'm totally against. This is who she is now. She doesn't even remember who she really is, because she is in this, you know, involved in this character called Timeless. And that has worked for her so well to obtain what she always wanted, right? She, you know, backstabbed everybody, all her friends, every single one of them. And now she's using Mariah May to get what she wants. But I don't think this is going to happen this Sunday.
Thunder, a bunch of people who, you know, whether we know your story or not, and you can just see it when we know you talking here, and you just feel the compassion coming off you just right now talking about what you did. But actually seeing, like, it's fun. You bowl over Luther and slap people around and put makeup on. That's fantastic. For me, the most important part was, one, hearing the story, which is great, and getting to know that inside, not just the pro wrestling angle, like the actual inside your brain, but seeing the look on your face when you go, you know, sometimes you're doing things creatively where you don't love it or your heart's not 100% into it. When you see the look in your eye, it is awesome. It is like, I am here to capture this moment. This is my time. And I don't know who could possibly doubt you going into this pay-per-view match.
I mean, if they do, I really don't give a fuck. And I'm going to drop another F on this one. No, because it's like, I live, when I was a champion, I live thinking what people were thinking about me. That if they were thinking that I was a good champion, that I wasn't a good champion, that I didn't have the skills on the microphone. Guess what? It's been 2 years. I work my ass off. I'm on a radio show and I'm showing that I can speak and I can speak my truth. And that I can say that I was probably one of the best, most entertaining female wrestlers in AEW. And I continue to do that because I love this business. I love what I do. And I want to show to the world that I'm not gone. I always been there. I entertain people another way, doing commentary in Spanish. What again helped me out to like understand people need to see stories for them to care about what's going to happen. And that's what we've been giving them in the last 6-7 months. Honestly, I mean, this is a little over kayfabe. That's one of the reasons why Toni Storm is so good right now, because we've seen how she's developed in the last year, and she is not the same person that she was when I left. And it's like, you can create really good, compelling stories. And I have this opportunity now to tell my story, yeah, outside of the ring. And now it's going to be on Sunday in the ring, because they're going to see the fire. It's not that I'm this, yes, I'm passionate and I'm determined to get what is mine.
And well, Fender, like, you may, oh, Go ahead, Justin. I'm sorry.
No. I was just going to top it off with her story. I'm just like, again, I'm so glad that they gave that you got that opportunity, that live mic, because of how real your story is. It's not like it's like a some fabricated backstory that writers came up with, like your journey, the rehab you went through. I mean, you had some tough days, some tough times. And like, so it's real. Like, and so like when you have something that's real like that as a content creator, as a wrestling booker, it's like, absolutely, it would be a waste if you don't capitalize on telling that to the world and letting you speak the emotion. So I'm just so glad that you got to. And it's again, it makes this match Sunday so, so interesting.
You know, Thunder, did you open some eyes and turn some heads with that promo? We've been shouting about it. You finally got the opportunity to have a live microphone. Did you turn some heads? Did you wake some people up, let's just say, behind the scenes with your promo Saturday night at Collision?
I think so, because it was real. It was coming from the bottom of my heart, and it's like this whole process that I've been is like, you think you had friends that they had your back and, they just left you hanging and they went out and did their thing. When you're making people understand that sometimes our bodies can take us as far as our passion and our dreams and our goals go, and we have to take a step back and heal. And then how am I gonna, get up from like something that I feel like I fail? Because I did feel like I failed by getting hurt and not taking care of myself. But how am I going to get back and like really get what I need to get, which is that can be the championship, that can be more money, that can be fame, that can be anything else. Like it's like Thunder Rosa right now. It's like I said this in some of the promos that I made, and you guys can watch it on YouTube. I went through like the valley of death, like literally. That's what I went through. It was a moment of darkness, a whole year. I don't know where she was. And little by little, I've been finding her. But it's like I found her with the face paint and without it too. And I feel like people don't want to see what is underneath that whole face paint, because I use it as a mask to mask my fears, to mask, all kinds of stuff. But when I don't have it, they can see the real me. And I think that's what scares the people most, because I'm real. And sometimes people don't like to see real.
I can't wait for it, Justin. And Justin, we got to talk about Nick. Nick's got a big match coming up on Saturday night, Rebellion with Moose. Your thoughts about what we're going to see, and could we see a new TNA World Champion coming out of Saturday?
Well, I think it'll be very fitting, not just because Nick's here in studio with us as I'm saying but I think. I think if you take a look at this to me is bigger than just a match between Moose and Nick. I think you look at TNA and the state of where they are, kind of a resurgence, a new era, returning to the TNA letters, and then having Nick there and I don't want to speak about it. I feel weird speaking about his career as he's sitting here looking at me, but it's like, Nick, you've had the career you've had.
I didn't watch, so I don't remember what's going on. Yet.
Well, let me remind you, you were pretty well loved by the fans. You bump and sell like a maniac. I think, personally, as a fan, that you had a tremendous career, Hall of Fame career, but I still think many fans would say you still had more opportunity that maybe wasn't provided to you. That's just my own feeling. So I love the fact that you're in this position to go for a title at TNA. I feel like there's some kind of perfect synergy of the potential of you becoming that champion at this time for that company and where they are and where you're at in your career. It should be very interesting, obviously, to anchor the Saturday night in this great weekend of pro wrestling that we have. We'll be talking about it on Sunday, whatever happens.
Of course. It's a blast. Well, first of all, it's a blast. I'm so glad I got to. I went this route. The business model, the business plan, TNA, the roster. Everybody is like this. We want to work together as a team. We want to make everything better no matter what we do. And I'm happy to be a part of it. I'm meeting new people every week. And every week, whether I'm at TNA, New Japan, or bouncing around, I feel like I'm bumping into people. I'm like a new kid in school in fourth grade going, hi, I'm Nick. I don't know who knows me. And you walk in the door and you meet somebody or you wrestle somebody, and I'm meeting new people every week. But this roster is so excited since Hard to Kill to just keep going with the rebrand, keep moving on and getting everybody to have all these eyes on us. So if me becoming TNA World Champion helps get a few more eyeballs on it, I'm all for it. I don't care how it goes. I just want to have that opportunity to let everybody know this roster, this show, Rebellion, is going to be awesome no matter what. And of course, Moose, by the way, I'm not even going to sit here and talk bad about Moose. Like, he's an awesome athlete. He can do it all. He's coming into his own. He's learning how to be a dominant champion who runs TNA. So I appreciate that to a point. Of course, he has people watching his back, whatever. That's fine. I have no friends in TNA at the moment, so we never know how that's going to go. But I do know that having this opportunity at this big of a show, in returning to Las Vegas again, because of the just, it was such a resounding time when we were here. I want to be, I want everybody talking on Sunday, no matter what happens, not just about, say there's a new world champion, not how great that match was. Did you see that card? That TNA roster is stacked. Those guys are all working on the same team. The guys and gals want to be the best ever, and some of them are. I just want everyone to get a chance to see this roster in action, and I'm telling you, Rebellion is going to be awesome, top to bottom. And when you get to the main, by the time it gets to us, we have to outdo what everybody else did, and I damn it, we're going to.
I'm excited for it. Again, we got Rebellion tomorrow night, and then we have Dynasty on Sunday. We'll be watching both shows. We'll be talking about it Monday right here on Busted Open. Justin, you and Jonathan, I'm sure, will be breaking down Rebellion on your show and getting you ready for Dynasty as well. And Nick, maybe you don't have friends in the back, but you have friends in the fans. Watching and probably more so listening to the fans in Philadelphia last night on TNA and how they responded to you. Those are hardcore pro wrestling fans. So they definitely have your back going into this match on Saturday night.
They do. And I appreciate that because, you know, for the ups and downs of the last 19 years, sometimes they're there, sometimes they're not. And when they're not, it's not even their fault. They go, hey, we've realized we're wasting our time cheering for you. But also I get to a point where we recognize what you've done the last 19 years. Somehow I'm in the shape that I'm in. I'm in better shape than I was 10 years ago. I'm healthy, ready to go. Having those fans have my back, they changed a bunch of things. Fans have legitimately changed WrestleMania main events. They've done some huge things for everybody. There's a reason I became world champion and cashed in the Money in the Bank briefcase, even for a couple days, just because the fans never stopped getting behind me, even though it was actively almost being told to. So when they feel that emotion, when they feed off of you, they know what you're going through. They feed off you. You get that loyalty, those fans for life. And they come out to the comedy shows. They come out to everywhere and see you and go, thanks for that. And I go, man, I'm just doing my job. I love it. I live for it. Thanks for not giving up on me.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream the podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open every day of the week at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed, also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.